Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Colorado v. Connolly, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1986. The question before the court was, is police coercion required to find that a confession was involuntary and thus inadmissible in court? The facts of the case were, in 1983, Mr. Francis Connolly spontaneously approached a Denver police officer and confessed to a murder. The officer advised him of his Miranda rights, and Mr. Connolly expressed understanding and waived his rights because he still felt that he must confess. The officer did not have any reason to suspect that Mr. Connolly was under the influence or suffering from a mental illness at that time. He was taken into a police station where he gave a full, detailed account of the murder. The next day, while he was questioned by his public defender, Mr. Connolly seemed confused and said that a voice told him to confess. He was remanded to a state psychiatric facility for evaluation, where he remained for restoration for competency to stand trial. He told the evaluating psychiatrist, Dr. Jeff Metzner, that the, quote, voice of God told him to, quote, confess or commit suicide. So he reluctantly chose the former. Dr. Metzner testified that Mr. Connolly's psychosis impeded his ability to make free and rational choices. As such, the trial court suppressed his confession because it was not a result of Mr. Connolly's, quote, rational intellect and free will. Thus, he could not waive his right to counsel and privilege against self-incrimination. On first appeal, the Colorado Supreme Court affirmed the trial court's decision to suppress the confession. However, in a 7-2 holding, the United States Supreme Court reversed the decision and held that within the meaning of the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, police coercion was a necessary prerequisite to finding a confession involuntary. They also stated, quote, the Fifth Amendment is not concerned with moral and psychological pressures to confess emanating from sources other than official coercion. Mr. Connolly's perception of coercion flowed from the voice of God. However important such a perception may be in other disciplines, it is a matter to which the United States Constitution does not speak. So, ultimately, any confession not caused by police coercion is admissible in court as long as the defendant was not so cognitively impaired at the time that they could not understand their Miranda rights. In summary, the 1986 case of Colorado v. Connolly established that in order to find a confession involuntary and thus inadmissible in court, regardless of the defendant's mental state, there must have been coercive police activity.